We go back to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sim Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Ches. We talk about a Bechor, Behema, Tahira. Shachtav Anim Satrefa, if this Bechor, Behema, Tahira was slaughtered and it turns out to be a Trefa, or a Besara Osaba, no, we're not allowed to have any benefit from its hide, from its meat, the tongue for it should be buried. Same halach applies. If it just died, tongue kfur, it should be buried. We wrap the animal in silk. We bury him in a cemetery deep in the ground. When we speak about a char being tam being bamum, whether it's a healthy one or bamum, also begiz b'avoda, we're not allowed to take its wool. We're not allowed to work with it. Even if some of the wool came off by itself, that wool is also may never be used. The wool that's on its body, if when it's slaughtered because it became balmum, that wool is permissible for use. Just like the shchita allows us to eat the meat and the hide and use the hide of the animal. Sifyor ha-bechar ein leheter. We can't use a bechar, we can't eat from bechar, el b'mum, unless it gets a mum. Vos l'kansel kippah, and we're not allowed to put it into a place to starve it, k'dei shiyomus ma'atzma, it should die on its own. Shun demafsa kachim, we're not allowed to ruin kachim. And furthermore, we're not allowed to examine a bechar, if it's a bal mum, on Shabbos for Yontif, even if the mum was there from before Shabbos Yontif. Sifir Aleph, also las mum b'char. We're not allowed to make a mum on a b'char. Even b'zman hazeh, where we don't have a base of mikdash, so there's no chance of it being brought as a carbon, still we're not allowed to make a mum in it. Most say it's a deraisa. Some suggest it might only be an also issa d'rabbanan. However, before it's born and it's still a fetus in its mother's womb, you're allowed to make a mum in it. If it has a blood clot, then you're allowed to let the blood out, as long as it's not your intention to make it into bal mum. If, however, through this procedure becomes a bal mum, then it's mutter. V'afil ligram mum, even just to cause a mum. Kigoin, leitim batzak al oznai, to put some dough, for example, on the ear of the animal, kadesh yitlena kalif misham, in order that a dog should attack it, v'yikne oznai imai, and it'll bite off the ear with it, kiyotz b'zeh, or shiyoyim ala oivik achavim, or to tell a nokri, lasis lemum, to make a mum in a bechor is osur. Mut alitin oivik achavim, and one may give a bechor to a bechor behemoth to oivik achavim, legadloi to raise it or l'shamrei. If somebody made a mum or caused a mum for a bechor, the halacha is that you're not allowed to shech that animal on that mum. We have to wait for it to get another mum, which wasn't deliberately made. If a bechor was chasing somebody, and because it was chasing somebody, they hit the animal and became a mum, that's considered a legitimate way of becoming about mum. The kohanim b'zman hazeh, a kohen is not believed to say that this bal mum happened by himself. We always have to be concerned that he did it to make it into a mum. But if it's the type of mum that one can't make by themselves, or he says he got it from somebody else as a bal mum, then they believe. The halacha that a kohen is not believed also applies to his wife. If a nochri made a mum in a bechor, which of course he shouldn't have done, then it's already considered bal mum. But what happened if a nochri asked the Jew, "What's with this animal?" And the Jew answered that, "Well, there's a halacha that I'm not allowed to eat. This animal has to be wait till it becomes bal mum." The nochri, hearing what he heard, went and made an animal, made the bechor bal mum, the animal is considered bal mum. But if we see that the Nochri starts doing this on a regular basis, then that's not acceptable. This halacha that a Yisrael could give a Bechor to a Nochri to watch, to raise, is only the Yisrael. A Kohen should not be giving his Bechor that he received to a Nochri to raise. If somebody buys an animal from a Nochri, and he has no idea if this animal ever had a baby before or not, and now in the Jew's home it has a baby, it's considered a Suffolk Bechor. Even if the Nochri just mentions Shekfar Yoldoi, and he doesn't know what he's saying, what difference does it make, Loi Mahani, we won't accept what he says. The fact that there may be signs that indicate doesn't make a difference, that it is or isn't a Bechor doesn't make a difference. But even if it's nursing Loi Mahani, unless it's nursing a calf. Vim Ichalevis, but because of its nursing. The Nochri just mentions it, and it's not that it makes a difference to him by saying it. And he says that this mother already had a baby. Mahani Beparis, we could believe them by cows. Avloi Beizah, not by goat. Because the cows never, typically won't nurse unless they already had a baby previously. So if you give them a Kohanim Levim, Chayovim Gamkem Bechor Behemet Torah, the halacha of Bechor applies to Kohanim Levim as well. Al Shekoyin, if a Bechor is born to a Kohen, Mafrisha, he separates it, or Ma'akvel Atzmai, and holds on to it for himself. Ma'chzika, but he has to treat it because it's Bechor. Sif Yudalim Yesh Leiv Kacham Shutus in Yisrael B'Behema. But if a Nochri has a partnership with Yisrael and an animal, somebody receives an animal from a Nochri, Lagadloi, to raise it for Shechalka B'Velodis, and they'll share in the babies. In these cases, Ptum and B'Chayr, the Dinah B'Chayr won't apply. Shinema Petah Rechel B'nei Yisrael, Atche Yekom Yisrael, the Dinah B'Chor B'Hema only applies if it's completely belonging to a Jew. If a Nochri receives an animal from Yisrael, that the Nochri will raise the animal, and then Yechalka B'Velodis, they'll share the children. According to many Paiskim, that is not enough to make it into a situation of a Shutfus Akum. The Yisrael should completely sell the mother to a Nochri. Siftezva Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to sell such an animal to a Nochri, or to make a partnership in it before it has a baby, in order to solve any Bechor issues. Even though by doing this, you're avoiding the mitzvah Bechor, this is better. Because otherwise there are all sorts of questions, begiza, with the wool, with avoida, with working with the animal. If you're just selling to the Nochri, the fetus loy mahani, it hasn't yet been born. You have to sell the mother to the Nochri. How is this done? They should agree on the price. He should rent him the spot where the Bechor is standing. And then the Nochri should give a small amount of money to the Jew. And then the Yisrael says, you take ownership of the spot where this cow is standing. And through that, there's another way to do it. Once they've agreed on the price, Yitlai have to come pruta, the Goy V'Chom should give the Yisrael a pruta. Begam, Yimshech have to come as a parol Rishusoi, then the Nochri should take this cow into his possession, or Lesimta to a place, like a corner, which is not a Rishusoi Rabbim. V'Koinai Yisrael B'Mashicha Amos, and he becomes the owner of this by having paid and done Mashicha. Even if afterwards it's going to be brought back to the possession of Yisrael, to be mafker, the mother doesn't really work. As we're learning, it's better to sell it to a nakri. But if this is happening on Shabbos and we can't make a sale on Shabbos, so on Shabbos, the halacha is we could do this, we could just be mafka the mother before it has a baby and we have a problem b'char. We should not use a system of just giving the mother as a gift to a nakri. But again, on Shabbos, where we have all sorts of concerns, because we can't make a kinyan and we want to avoid this problem, so on Shabbos we could rely b'di'evid on giving the mother as a gift to the guy, to the nakri. Simakuf Ainches Hilchas Patchamar. Sefal Yisrael Shesh Le Chamara. If a Jew has a donkey, female donkey, Yolda Bechor, and has a firstborn, a male animal, Mitzalif Daisai, you have to redeem it. The animal, if it's Hefker, there's a Bechloikis. If you take an animal which is Hefker, is there mitzvah of Pidyon Patchamar? This mitzvah applies to women as well. If a number of people want to do this mitzvah together, they could buy a donkey together and be mekayim the mitzvah pidyon petach hamor. Even if the bechor that's born is a treifa, the halacha is that it has the halacha of a pidyon of a bechor a chamor that's a bechor. If it was born by cesarean, then it doesn't have that halacha. How is this redemption done? Take a sheep, male or female, ben zoch, ben akeva, ben gol, ben cotton, large or small, ben tam, ben mum, health tam or ba mum, we just have to make sure that the se is not a treifa, v'lo shochet, nor is it an animal that was slaughtered already, v'lo ben pekua. Ben pekua is a fetus that's found in its mother's womb, that midaraisa, it doesn't have to have shechita. So since we just learned that the sed that we use should not be an animal that's already slaughtered, every ben pekua is really considered slaughtered. V'yitin es aseh l'koyin. And we should give that seh to the koyin. The reason we have this mitzvah by petach hamor, it's because it's a gzeres hakosuf. So says the Gemara Masechet Becharis Daf Hei Amud Beis. Also, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Chamayrim were very helpful because the Chamayrim, we received much rechush when we left Mitzrayim, and the Chamayrim were the ones that helped us transport it out. Another reason is that we should remember that the Nais of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrayim are compared to Chamayrim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of their land. If somebody doesn't have a sheep, technically he could use the value of a sheep. But when we talk about using the value of a sheep, we should use cash. There's a big discussion about using a check or something like that is not acceptable. If you used a sheep for pidyon petach hamor, and then you discovered that sheep was a treifa, then you should do it again, but the second time, don't make a bracha. When you do the pidyon petach hamor, we don't necessarily have to have the seh, you don't have to have the chamor there. And technically, some of the poskim say that you could do it without either of them in front of you as long as you make a legitimate exchange. Giving the seh, you should give the seh to one kohen. Some suggest you could give it to a number of kohanim. When does the obligation to redeem the chamor begin? From when it's born, until it dies. The mitzvah is to do it immediately. Not to delay the mitzvah. Some say that you should wait 8 days from when the animal is born till you do the petach hamor. And some say that you must do it within 30 days of its birth. The reason not to delay the mitzvah is, as the pasuk says, "V'shemartem es hamatzis." And Chazal teaches "Shaloi lashis es hamitzvus." We should do a mitzvah shebali yotcha. If you have opportunity to do the mitzvah, do it immediately. Especially here, where this is such a rare mitzvah that we get chance to do, and we have to be concerned that the animal may die before we get a chance to do the mitzvah. We're not allowed to do the pidyon petach hamor on Shabbos. Well, ach shepadai soy, after we redeem the petach hamor, harei b'yad Yisrael chulin gemurim, then it becomes regular chulin. V'gam asehu b'yad akoy chulin gemurim, and it says also chulin gemurim. However, the mitzvah is to eat the seh and eat it in a very respectable manner to show the significance of the mitzvah. Sif Beis, Miyaki Shifras Aser, Shuyi Tax Petach Hamor. As soon as we designate the sheep, which is going to be instead of the Petach Hamor, Nasa Petach Hamor Chulin, Afilu Koyim Shinasa Satla Lakoyin. Even before we actually deliver the sheep to the Koyin, the Bechor is already considered redeemed. Lefichach, Miyaki Shemafrish. As soon as we designate the sheep, Mavarcha Shekrishana Mitzvah Svitzvanu, Al Pidyon Petach Hamor. And the bracha should be made before we designate the sheep, as the halacha is by all mitzvahs that we make the bracha over l'siyosin. First we make the bracha and then we do the mitzvah. We should have kavana when we do this, as the halacha is mitzvahs tzricha kavana. To do a proper hafrasha, one should lift up the seh. And the proper nusach is that the kohen seh, the owner of the Bechor says to the kohen, "Hinei lecha asazeh, the pidyon petach hamor," and the kohen receives it and says, "Kibalti mimcha asazeh, the pidyon petach hamorcha, v'reyu podi me'achshuv, kedas moshev Yisrael." Now it's properly redeemed. V'ato shem shezuchis lemitzvah pidyon chatamor, just like you were able to fulfill this incredible mitzvah. Kach tiska l'kayim kol mitzvahs amuras b'toira, you should be able to fulfill all the other mitzvahs. V'kol, and everybody there says amen. The different minhagim about saying shechiyonu by this mitzvah. Therefore, some have a minhag that they buy a new garment or they bring a new fruit and they say shechiyonu on that, and then there's no question. Sif gimel kodim shenifta asu b'ano. Before we redeem the petach hamor, we can't have any benefit from it. V'fil nos l'koyin. Even to give the chamor to the koyin, gam koyin osu l'shtamish boy, even the koyin may not use it at sheyiftei soy until it's properly redeemed. V'yikach eseh l'atzmoy, and then take the sheep. V'meis koyinim sheniftah, if it died before the pidyon, then the halacha is that you cover it, should be buried. Sif dalad imenu roitz l'ftei soy. If one doesn't want to go through this procedure, a pidyon, makeu bekupitz ba'arpoi, you take an axe and chop off its neck, atchiyom svikbrenu, until it dies and you bury it. Neshe'os ba'anoh, nalar avanoh from the petach hamor. However, o mitzvahs pediyah koidem slo mitzvah arifa. It's preferable to do the pidyon method than the arifa method. Sif hei, kahanav avim p'turim b'petach hamor, a kohen and levi, a potter from the mitzvah petach hamor, became bas kohen and bas levi. Similarly, a bas kohen and bas levi, a potter, if they own a petach hamor, ava baleim chayav and petach hamor shalem. Just because somebody's married to bas kohen and bas levi doesn't absolve him from this mitzvah. For shutvas kohen and levi, if a kohen and levi are partners with you in the petach hamor, they can shutvas of the chavim. And certainly, if a nochri is a partner with you in this petach hamor, gam kein poiter. Avol also l'shtatif imayim olim k'mahem. It's not the right thing to do to become a partner with them or to sell to them ki dei lafki k'dushasoi in order to avoid this mitzvah. Kim the efshav b'di barifa, we could do the redemption method or the rifa method. That's preferable to get the opportunity to do the mitzvah same with the raisa than to try to come up with ways of avoiding doing a mitzvah deraisa.